Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is October the 4th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Zechariah chapters 7 to 9. Obedience is better than fasting. We read in Zechariah chapter 7 verses 4 to 7 like this. Then the word of the Lord of hosts came to me saying, Say to all the people of the land and to the priest, When you fasted and mourned in the 5th and 7th months during those 70 years, Did you really fast for me? For me? When you eat and when you drink, do you not eat and drink for yourselves? Should you not have obeyed the words which the Lord proclaimed through the former prophets when Jerusalem and the cities around it were inhabited and prosperous, and the south and the lowland were inhabited? Zechariah chapters 7 and 8 form a division by themselves dealing with the subject of fasting. A delegation from Bethel came to inquire if they should continue to fast on the anniversary of the fall of Jerusalem. They have been doing this for over 70 years. The answer to the above question is given in four distinct messages that are found in the book of Zechariah. In this first message, God reminds them that the fast in both the 5th and 7th months has been instituted by themselves, not by Him. Both their fasting and their feasting were for themselves, not for God. Before the destruction of Jerusalem, the former prophets had warned the people that God wanted righteousness and reality rather than rituals. The fasts were their idea, not God's. Prophet Zechariah's answer, like the messages of earlier prophets, shows that God cares more for righteousness than religious forms. Zechariah reminded them that their fasting was intended to be symbolic of changed hearts demonstrated in changed lives. In and of itself, their fasting, like their eating and drinking, did not affect God, but only themselves. We see here that God rebuked the false ritualism of the people for the past 70 years. God revealed that in neither their fast nor their feast that He had been pleased, for their motives were wrong. God is never pleased with mere external formalities and conformities. God is a God of realism, and He demands inward reality. The point of this message is, obedience is better than fasting. God is pleased by obedience, not by self-imposed fasts. Biblical fasting is meant to be time taken from our normal routines of preparing and eating food to express humility and dependence on God during a time of prayer. The fast God wants is not as a ceremony, but as a daily way of life. It means showing compassion and mercy and helping the poor and needy. God wants mercy, not sacrifice. The same challenge exists for us today. Attending church, Bible reading, prayers, sharing of faith, as crucial as these are, need to be matched by a lifestyle of obedience to God's word, integrity, and Christ-like character, especially in our dealings with others. We read in Psalms 111 verse 10 like this, The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do His commandments. His praise endures forever.